Symposium of Thought, Exercise Number 2. Recognize that to attend this symposium and be part of its audience, you would have an affiliation with the gathering of great minds and great beings to share in intelligence. You would have a profile background on each presenter. And you would also know that this exchange is about bringing forth much more than what may be known in a book or on a piece of paper, if that were the transfer of knowledge. This is about the pure essence of each speaker as it leads itself forward and meaning is felt through its deep conviction and understanding of how life is and what its perspectives are. And the depth of the expose that this entity provides is what ripples forth and affects every attendee, because they leave holding some of that consciousness within them as it vibrates across the platforms and codes that meaning into their being. To undertake this exercise yourself, re-envisage yourself in that great hall. And as the first speaker approaches and stands and presents, however it is that that occurs in your mind, envisage waves, light waves, sound waves, frequency waves, pulsing through the entire audience, and for you, in receipt of that, they will ripple through you, so that you may feel and experience and know what it is that this entity is exploring with you. And their words or their communication become your direct experience. Almost as if you're taking a little part of their reality with you. Hold your presence clear. Observe the rippling waves that approach. And take that wisdom with you without fear or concern. Because after all, it is only another piece in the great mind of God, of which you are part and all. understand of all life, the more it understands of you.